Hello. I'm looking to speak to Joseph Rogers.
Listen, speaking.
Mr. Rogers, I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a minute?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. First question, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this quick as possible.
Please do, yeah.
Thank you. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No, thank you. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Okay,
definitely.
That will be a definitely. Definitely, thank you.
Yes.
And did you get a chance to vote in 2020 elections for president?
Yes.
Thank you. In the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you. And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Do you identify as white, African American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed?
African American.
Thank you very much. May I ask your age? How old are you?
60.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. Thank you very much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with it?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied. Thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, a 0 if it's not important at all. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Reducing crime and gun violence.
10.
Improving K through 12 education.
5.
5. Thank you. Making college more affordable.
5.
Thank you. Fighting back against racism and discrimination.
10.
Thank you. Banning tobacco products for adults.
5.
Thank you. Combating climate change and protecting the environment.
10.
Thank you. Addressing immigration and border security.
10.
Thank you. Next question. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Approve. Approve.
That will be strongly approved or somewhat approved?
Strongly approved.
Strongly approved. Thank you very much. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. The American Medical Association, or AMA.
50.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
100.
100. Thank you. Donald Trump.
0.
0. Republicans in Congress.
0.
0. The tobacco industry.
50.
Thank you. Next question. Now I want you to read. Now I want to read to you a list of priorities that you think, or you may think. I'm sorry. Let me repeat that. Now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think that Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on for each? I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Banning different tobacco products for adults.
10.
Thank you. Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
5.
5. Thank you. Regulating marijuana.
10.
Thank you. Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
10.
Thank you very much. Next question. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
No.
Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose. Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose. Thank you very much. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to you, to your own community?
More harm.
That will be much, much more harm or somewhat more harm?
Much more harm.
Thank you very much. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
No.
Should be a top priority. Other issues are more important right now?
Other issues are more important right now.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read to you two statements some people have made about these bans. Please tell me which one you agree with more. First statement, some people say that the government already regulates too much of our lives and that what people chooses to do is their own business. It's one thing for the government to protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco usage, but the government should not limit the personal freedoms of an adult American. Second statement, other people say that tobacco industry has killed millions of people with making billions of dollars in profit. The dangers of smoking and secondhand smoke pose too great of a risk to public health. The government should treat tobacco like any other dangerous drug and ban it. Which statement do you agree with the most, the first one or second one?
The first one.
That will be much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more. Thank you very much. Just so you know, we are at 70%. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better, is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Number one, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Second one, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Which one do you agree with the most?
The second one.
The second one. Okay, thank you very much. Now I'd like to read to you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavor cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. First one, an immediate loss over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. How concerned are you about this?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Thank you very much. What about that creation of a black market for illegal cigarettes sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales? How concerned are you about that? Very concerned. Thank you. Deregulation of these products and less accountability and visibility in the industry in general, making it harder to track and regulate these products. How concerned are you about that?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Thank you very much. Yes, so you know we're almost done here. Now I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree at all with the statement. You may use any number between 0 and 10. First statement. The federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects in our lives lately. It's one thing to educate people on the dangers of smoking, but it's a step too far to ban smoking altogether. Adults in this country should not have their personal freedoms regulated by the government. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Next statement. Today, smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or drug addiction. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibitions, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Next statement, the FDA knows the dangers in cigarettes and cigars, and it comes from things like, The FDA knows the danger in cigarettes and cigars comes from things like smoke and tar and not nicotine or flavor, including menthol. Although nicotine is addictive, it doesn't cause cancer, it doesn't kill people, so this ban simply makes no sense. We should continue to follow the science that has educated harm reduction and cessation policies rather than bans and criminalization. 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you very much. Next, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Oppose.
Do you strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adult 21 and over?
Oppose.
That will be somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More harm.
That will be much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. I would like, and will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for a federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
It'll have no impact.
No impact. It will be somewhat less, much more less, much more willing, somewhat more willing.
Somewhat more less.
Somewhat, okay, less. Okay, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, liquor or spirit?
No.
No. Coffee, yes or no?
No.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Wine?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Beer?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Soda pop?
Yes.
Cigars?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
No. Thank you very much. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year schooling that you have completed?
Four years, I guess. Four-year college, yeah.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle class.
Middle class, thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay, it doesn't apply to your household?
No.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Thank you.
Suburban.
Okay. Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
No. Thank you. That will be the end of our survey. I really appreciate your time and patience. You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.